morning and welcome, my friends. Yes, the start of another fun-filled week here on the flip side. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour as we say goodbye to July on this Monday, July the 30th. And I know I've said this many times before, but strap yourself in because this week's going to be a doozy. All kinds of things popping up this week. We have FOMC minutes. We have ECB decision on interest rates. We have the always hysterical ADP report, followed by the big kahuna coming out on Friday, the jobs report. So you have to wonder, in light of everything that's going on, whether the Olympics are nothing more than a diversion. Currently, gold, although it was trading a little higher earlier, currently off $4 at $16.20. Silver, hi-ho silver, blasting above $28, currently at $28.14. I wonder how many people are thinking maybe they should have bought silver instead of Facebook. Facebook today is $23. So ever since Facebook went public, silver is beating it by $5. Dow currently higher by 33 at 13,108. NASDAQ weaker by 3 at $2,954. Dollar slightly stronger, dollar index at 82.86, and crude oil weaker by 19 at 89.94. We'll have more when we return.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Just a little more time is all we're asking for. 'Cause just a little more time could open closing doors. Just a little uncertainty can bring it down.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for this Monday, and even though I had a few distractions over the weekend, I was immersed in trying to figure out my website, and my apologies for no updates today. Unfortunately, with downloading Apple's new operating system, I inadvertently screwed something up, and I haven't figured out what it is that I screwed up, but I'm sure I'll figure it out at some point. One of the more interesting stories that came out on Friday, considering I spend so much time bashing CNBC for its bias, I was surprised by an article that popped up on its website on Friday with the title, "Are Fiat Currencies Headed for a Collapse?" And I went, is this CNBC, or have I wandered off onto another website? But no, it is a CNBC website. Not CNBC New York, unfortunately, but This came via CNBC's Asia Pacific desk asking the question about collapsing fiat currencies. The article says that as the investment world eagerly awaits more stimulus, a debate on a previous unthinkable topic has started to emerge. Can fiat currencies survive another round of debasement? Some say no. A fiat currency derives its worth from the issuing government. It is not fixed in value to any objective standard. That means central banks can print as much money as they want. If an economy is struggling, injecting more notes into the system juices activity but lowers the value of the currency in question. With major central banks all desperate to stimulate the economy, some say currencies have started a dangerous new phase, often described as a race to the bottom. Mark Morbus, executive chairman of Templeton Emerging Markets Group, says investors will soon start to demand fiat currencies be backed by gold or other hard assets. It's already happening. You're beginning to see that trend with central banks stocking up on gold. The estimate is that at least half of the buying is central bank buying. They are looking to the day when they can say, okay, our currency is backed by gold and therefore we are a strong country. Morbus, who handles $50 billion under management, is needless to say in the camp of those who think the days of fiat currencies are limited. The fiat Beers admit it is impossible to predict when cracks will start to appear in the current system. Some say it could happen within 5 years. Morbus thinks things will start to unravel much sooner. It's hard to say when. It could happen tomorrow. It could be very quick. A lot depends on the moves by the reformists, not only in Europe, but in the U.S. and Japan. This is all about confidence. If the confidence is gone, no piece of paper is worth anything. So as the fiat currency debate gains momentum and relevance, one London-based manager of a $1 billion fund says the answer about what lies ahead is in the past. Every single fiat currency in history has collapsed, and this time it will be no different. And I guess it's on this basis that John Hathaway of the Tocqueville Fund says, we are going to start seeing gold in $100 up days. He says this based on his feelings about the Fed. As he says, there's nothing worse than having an activist Fed which is ineffectual, because all they're doing is destroying confidence. Hathaway, speaking to King World News, had this to say to Eric King. Hills and Rath, who everybody knows by now is basically a mouthpiece for the Fed. Recently went extensively into what the Fed is thinking about doing, including a round of quantitative easing, putting nominal interest rates to a negative level, and possibly cutting the interest rates on free reserves. He says the last move would force more of the slack money into the economic system. So generally a green light for more easing, which was well received by the bullion market. We still have to go through the meeting this week. We'll have to see what the FOMC actually decides to do, but it certainly did raise the expectation that there would be another cycle of easing. He also told Eric that it's possible the Fed is thinking about raising the inflation target. But it's basically pedal to the metal as far as monetary easing and currency disbasement is concerned. Across the pond, we have Mario Draghi saying he will do anything to save the euro. You are getting a concerted cycle of monetary easing on both sides of the Atlantic. That's certainly positive for bullion and ultimately for mining stocks. Asked whether central planners are merely preparing people for more printing, Hathaway said, yes, they definitely are. There was a pretty good article in the Financial Times the other day where the writer said the worst thing would be for the Fed to go halfway and do things in a lukewarm way, because there is nothing worse than having an activist Fed which is ineffectual. The implication here is that they are going to do something on a very large scale. The economic numbers have been very lackluster, so there's not much to cheer about. I suppose the Fed is starting to feel some real pressure to act on their dual mandate, which is to get the economy going. My view is that the gold market has been receiving this fairly cautiously because they have been burned so many times. I know it's great to see gold up $30 or $40 in the last couple of days, but once the Fed casts the die, it's clear which way they are going to go. And I think we could see triple-digit gold moves on a daily basis. John Hathaway.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Welcome back to the Flip Side. It's Monday. Welcome back to the Flip Side, and let me just give you a quick reminder that we have some European fractional gold on sale at Republic Trading Group. We have a limited amount of German marks available at spot price or melt, whichever term you care to use, but currently quarter ounce German marks we have available for $375 a piece. And you can give me a call at 1-800-691-7898, and I'll be more than happy to put some aside for you. I must say, as far as the gold market is concerned, people have tendencies to buy gold in a moving gold market and never seem to take advantage of prices when they are still relatively cheap. There will come a time when we will look back at $1,600 and say, that was really cheap. And the same thing goes for silver. We're in a crazy world right now where, as you know, things can get turned on their head in 24 hours. I, like many, watched the opening of the Olympics. Must say I had a an interesting experience because I was watching it via Canadian networks, where they showed the opening ceremony in its entirety, unlike the U.S., where I guess there was some selective editing that took place, so those who were watching the opening ceremonies on NBC did not get to see the British tribute to those Brits who died in the terror attacks in London, much to the chagrin of all the folks on Fox News, because they didn't have a moment of silence for the 11 Israelis. Well, I guess by that inference, the London Olympic Committee was showing its anti-Semitic colors. However, after his disastrous PR campaign in Great Britain, Mitt Romney flew out immediately to join his favorite politician, and that was Bibi Netanyahu. And let me say this straight out in front. Mitt Romney has to be the most unqualified candidate for president in U.S. history. He is completely clueless about world affairs and has very little international savvy. And if Mitt Romney does manage to win the election, he will go down as the first president.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter, a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. a beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Monday. You know, every Friday we have a chat with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. And Charles has been on a mission for many years. And he was actually the first person that made me fully aware of the insidious nature of Zionism. And he also came up recently with the term Zionese. Zionese is a language American politicians use to give undying support to the criminal state of Israel. And Ronnie's trip to Israel demonstrated beyond all reasonable doubt his ability to have learnt the language of Zionese. His trip was embarrassing for those of us who understand the influence and the power that Zionists have in the American political system. First off, he checked into the King David Hotel together with the entourage that follows Mitt Romney. And he must be completely naive of history in Israel to know the significance of the King David Hotel, which was the site of the first major terrorist attack conducted by the Zionists in Israel against the British, where 91 people were killed. So after checking in at the King David Hotel, he did what all visiting American politicians do when they're in Israel. He donned a yarmulke and paid a visit to the Wailing Wall. And then after his visit to the Wailing Wall, in order to appease the number one Israeli in the United States, Sheldon Adelson, he went on a scathing attack on Iran, saying he fully supports an Israel attack on Iran. Now, obviously, Sheldon Adelson who switched his support from Newt Gingrich to Mitt Romney has also made suggestions that he is prepared and willing to put up $100 million in order to assure Mitt Romney gets elected president. So Mitt Romney's trip to Israel was done for no other reason than to secure a $100 million donation by Sheldon Adelson. And more importantly, the language of Zionese that he used on his trip to Israel was done for no other purpose than to what he thinks shoring up his base of Christian evangelicals. So it seems pretty evident to me. That what we are witnessing is, number one, how a foreign government and its supporters dictate American presidential elections. This presidential election is nothing more than Israel exerting its influence on the American political system. And it's unfortunate that so many naive and misinformed Americans still buy into the Zionese language. And once again reinforces my long-held belief system that the demise of the U.S. will not be predicated on a collapsing financial system, but those so-called Americans who've sold out not only their country but their morality to the insidious ideology of Zionism. Zionism is not a religion. It's a political philosophy. Also interesting to note that on his trip to Israel, not only did he not once mention the term Palestinians, but went so far as to say that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. So I don't know what is worse, having a Mormon as a president or having a sellout Zionist as a president. But also, let's not forget that Mormonism is very closely aligned with the ideology of Zionism. Mormons, as many misguided Christians, believe Israel is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. America's allegiance to the Zionist will do nothing but foment more wars in the Middle East. And it seems as though that is the direction we are headed. It seems inevitable. That we are going to face some form of conflict in the not too distant future. I don't have a crystal ball, so I can't tell you when this might happen. But I think the probabilities of it happening before the election or soon after interesting to note that giving Romney cover is the cabal of neocons led by Bill Kristol, who is attacking Barack Obama for not visiting Israel. And he is followed closely behind by the usual suspects, Charles Krauthammer, David Puttowitz, whatever his name is, at the New York Post. But it was a pretty distasteful exhibition by Mitt Romney of how U.S. politicians or how far U.S. politicians will go to grovel at the feet of the Israelis. And And in the battle to see who loves Israel more, I guess you can say that in large part was the motivation behind Obama giving $70 million to Israel for their defense. So with everything else in the world that we got to concern ourselves with, this is perhaps I guess you could call the line in the sand. How far will political wannabes go to appease Israel for no other reason than political gain? And this also, interestingly, coming at a time when the CIA is becoming increasingly wary of Israel spying in the U.S., like that's such a big story. Israel has been spying on the U.S. for decades. Bibi Netanyahu was head of a front company in the U.S. that was responsible for smuggling hundreds of nuclear triggers to Israeli military defense. I find that all those war hawks that are fearful of Iran completely bypassed of Bibi Netanyahu. And I can only conclude by that is that it has long been known that Israel had been responsible for smuggling not only nuclear equipment, but technology to Israel. I refuse to accept the fact that the intelligence agencies in the U.S. were unaware of Bibi Netanyahu's front company. And let's also not forget that Bibi Netanyahu played a role in Bain Capital, which also explains the long friendship that there has been between Mitt Romney and Bibi Netanyahu. If Mitt Romney actually does become president of the United States, he will achieve the mantle that many other presidents have not achieved. As the most unqualified person in American history to walk into the White House. Anyway, needless to say, I'm sure you can tell from this commentary, I really don't like the guy.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Monday. And while we were at break, the Dallas Fed report came out, and it was a gigantic miss. According to Bloomberg, the main Dallas Fed index report fell to minus 13.2 from 5.8. This is one of several regional Fed indices that offer a gauge on the manufacturing sector. It is a crucial measure of the economy. Haven't seen much reaction in the market to this. Needless to say, silver still holding to its gains above $28. The Dow, although marginally higher, is now marginally weaker. Dow off 17 points. And it seems as the only benefactor of that report has been the dollar, which is marginally higher. Well, as I said at the top of the hour, this is going to be one of those interesting weeks with a lot of data anticipated, FOMC minutes, ECB rate decision, capped off by the jobs report. So we could see wild swings in all directions. Well, I guess a good way to start August, or end July, just depending on how you feel about that. But needless to say, I'm sure the majority of folks are all going to be distracted by that event called the Olympics. Amazing. We do live in interesting times. A quick reminder of the specials that we have available at Republic Trading Group. German marks, $375. You can call me at 800-691-7898, and I'll be happy to take care of you. Stand by for Spangola Speaks coming up at the top of the hour, and we'll do this again tomorrow. Till then, my friends, see you. Bye.